Hallelujah. If it had not been for the blood, where would we be today? Stand with me if you're able as we get ready to turn to the word of the Lord. I can't tell you how excited I am to minister to this body today, what the Lord has placed on my heart. What an exciting time to be a part of a revival church. Amen. I tell you, my heart's been rejoicing with Brother Tim all week long. Amen. After last Sunday's service, I texted him Sunday night, amen, to see how he was doing. And he said, man, Pastor, I never experienced anything like that in my life. Amen. Amen. And I promise you, Sister Olivia will probably say the same exact thing. Amen. There's just something about when you have an encounter with God. Amen. Brother Tim told me after he was baptized in the Holy Ghost last Sunday, he said, I was weak in the knees for about 3 hours. Amen. How many know if it can be shaken, the Lord will shake it. Amen. I tell you, I'm glad to be a part of a revival church in these last days. We're still believing the same gospel. We're still preaching the same gospel, Brother Joe, that Peter stood up on Solomon's porch and he declared to those men who said, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Peter stood up with the boldness of the Holy Ghost. He said, you need to repent of those sins. You need to be baptized in the almighty name of Jesus Christ. And you need to be filled with his spirit with an initial sign of speaking in a heavenly language. I'm so thankful for this precious truth that we hold so dear today. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for the move of God's that we get to have and hold every week in this place. What a privileged people we are. Amen. I'm so thankful to be numbered with God's people today. I don't know about you, but I so thoroughly enjoyed this morning's session. Amen. The teaching of God's word, amen, was just bouncing around in my mind, touching in my spirit. Amen. I wouldn't trade those morning sessions for nothing in the world. Amen. I want to say thank you to Brother Joe for a powerful, powerful message this morning. Amen. What a wonderful time we had in God's house. Amen. We want to encourage you. Come be a part, amen, of those morning sessions. It's there. God's going to build you and to strengthen you and lay a solid rock foundation in your life. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 51st chapter. I'm just going to read three quick verses of scripture in your hearing today. Before I do that, can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for all of our visitors that are here with us today? We're so thankful to have you. Amen. And we appreciate you worshiping the Lord with us. Isaiah 51 verse 1. Shout yes if you're there. Isaiah 51 verse 1. Amen. The word of the Lord. Amen. Out of the mouth of the prophet Isaiah. He said unto a weary people. How many know this was a difficult time in the life of the children of Israel? How many know when we're in difficult times, Brother Doug, we need to hear God speak to us more than ever. Amen. This was a very difficult time for the children of Israel. And out of the mouth of the prophet Isaiah, the Lord spake to his weary people. He said, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. The Lord said, look unto Abraham your father, and look unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone. How many know we're thankful to be baptized into the body of Christ today, but we are called alone. You got to work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. Thank God for the support of the body. But the Lord said, I called Abraham alone. And guess what I did? I blessed him and I increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, and he will comfort all her wastelands, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of medley. Melody, in the voice of Melody. Amen. Saints of God, the prophet Isaiah lifts his prophetic voice in this text that we're reading today. He lifts his prophetic voice to a weary people. He tells a weary people where to look. He tells a weary people, he reminds a weary people where to stand. And he reminds them where their identity comes from. He tells the children of Israel, he said, look unto the rock from whence thou art hewn. In other words, he said, don't forget where you came from. Amen. Don't forget the source for which your life was carved out of. And today I want to preach that for just a few moments, that Jesus is still the rock. You believe Jesus is still the rock today? Jesus is still that rock today. And we are hewn and we are cut and we are shaped and we are carved out of him by his Spirit and by his word today. I want to preach to this body what the Lord has laid on my heart. Something that I want to title today, A Chip Off of the Old Block. A chip off of the old block. Let's magnify the Lord together all over this house for a few moments here. Come on. Let's magnify the Lord together. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give him high praise today. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Why? Because we've been baptized in Jesus' name. Come on, we spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. We're a happy people. Yes, we are today. We got a reason to give God the glory and to give God the praise. Hallelujah. God bless you today. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't sit down on the Holy Ghost, but you can be seated for a few moments. But don't hold on to that seat too long, okay? Amen. A chip off of the old block, amen, is what's in my heart today. Amen. It's what I want to speak to this body about. It's what the Lord's been dealing with me about this week. Amen. You know, in the mining world, when precious stone is extracted from a mountain, the miner first identifies what they call a vein. And when they find a vein of value, they begin the work of cutting out that vein. And deep within the earth, men descend. How many have seen over the last few years, you've seen miners over in West Virginia, the things begin to collapse on them and these miners get trapped in there and it makes national news and we're in there, the federal government and military trying to dig these people out and save their lives. When they discover a vein of value, men begin to descend into the earth, amen, with lights on their helmets, and dust in the air, chisels and hammers and drills in their hands. And can I tell you, they're not just breaking rock, they're uncovering treasure. They're not just down there, Brother Peter. Brother Peter knows what I'm talking about. He loves to get out that old metal detector, and anywhere he goes, he's just trying to find some type of treasure. Amen. But these men are not down there just breaking rock. They're down there uncovering treasure. Amen. And many times this stone that they find, it looks rough. It looks unrecognizable. It's covered in dirt. Amen. It's got pressure marks all over it. Amen. But the miner knows what he's looking for. He sees the value. When others see rubble, the miner sees the value in what he's looking at. And may I preach to this body for just a few moments today. That's exactly what God has done with us today. He stepped down into the pit where we were at. He stepped down into the pit where we were buried underneath the muck and the mire and the dirt and the stone and all of these things. He stepped right down there into where we were at. And he said, into the darkness that we once lived in, the Lord looked and he said, there's something valuable in there. There's something worth saving in there. There's something worth reconstructing in there. There's something worth pulling out of there, down in that dark place where we were at, where we were covered. Amen. There's something worth shaping and cleaning up. Why? Because we are hewn from the rock. Amen. We are hewn from the rock. We are cut from Christ himself. And we just got to be willing to be discovered. How many want to be discovered by Christ today? How many want Jesus to know exactly where you're at today? How many want Jesus to know exactly what you're going through today? Amen. We just got to be willing to be discovered, understanding that he was never the one who was lost. We were the ones who were lost, and he knew exactly where we were at. Amen. We were lost, and he found us, and now he has the job of cleaning us up. That'll get me one right. Now the Lord has the job, Brother Logan, of cleaning us up. That won't get them shouting. But it's the truth. Amen. The Lord discovers something beautiful. Deep down in a dark place, he sees us. He discovers a vein that has value to it. And he pulls us out. Amen. And he sets us on a solid rock to stand. And he begins to clean us up. He begins to shape us up. Amen. But one thing that we have to recognize is we have to look to the rock. Amen. Isaiah tells a weary people that the Lord says, hearken unto me. Listen to what I have to say. Look unto the rock. Amen. How many know that when God says look, it's usually because we're looking somewhere else? Come on now, help me preach for just a moment and I'll get you to that cheeseburger. How many remember when your kids was little, amen, and you take them to a drive-thru safari or you take them to see some Christmas lights or whatever the case may be, and they're over here admiring this thing over here. And you say, oh, look over here, look at this before you miss it. When God tells us to look, it's probably because we're looking someplace that we should not be looking. When God tells us to look, it's because he wants us to show us something beautiful, something glorious, something magnificent in our lives. When God tells us to look, it's because we're busy with something else. And God wants to tell us, look over here. Isaiah, through his prophetic voice, begins to speak to God's people. And he says, look unto the rock from whence you were hewn. Why? Because we, as the people of God, we get too busy looking at our circumstances. Come on, somebody. We, as the people of God, we get too busy looking at our failures. We get too busy looking at other people. We get too busy looking at the storms we've been through. We get too busy looking at the impossibilities that we are facing. We get too busy looking at our own excuses as to why we cannot do what God has called us to do. We're always busy looking at something else. So God sends a prophetic voice into our lives. And he says, hey, look over here. Get your eyes back up on the rock from whence you were hewn. Isaiah reminds us to look to the rock. Look to Christ who never shifts. Look to Christ who never cracks. Look to Christ who never weakens. He never changes. Come on, somebody. Your problems may move. Your emotions may move. Your friends may move. Your location and your address may move. People that's in your life may move. Amen. Problems and everything else around you may move. But the rock will always remain the same. Come on, because Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Jesus is a voice when we don't know where we're at. When we're down in the dark place, there's the voice of God saying, look over here to the rock from whence you were hewn. Ooh, your emotions may move your feet right out from underneath of you. Come on, how many know we cannot trust our own emotions? You can't even trust your own heart. Don't ever listen to the world when they say, follow your heart. No, you follow what the Lord says. Because the heart is wicked and deceitful, and who can know it? And half the time we can't even trust ourselves. We need the word of God as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we need to look to the rock from whence we were hewn. Because this rock changes not. It never moves. It's always the same. It's a constant in our life. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. The miners will tell you, when you're underground in those pits, The safest place to be is by the solid rock. Huh? The safest place, I promise you, if you were to talk to some of those miners in West Virginia that have been dug out from underneath of the rubble, if they gave you one piece of advice, they would tell you, stay close to the rock. Stay close to the rock, because the dirt and the gravel, it's going to move and it's going to shake and it's going to fall. But the walls that are made out of rock, and the ceiling that's made out of rock, and the footing that's made out of rock, guess what? It ain't going nowhere. It's solid rock foundation. And we got to look to the rock from whence we were hewn. Why? Because we're a chip off of God's old block. Huh? We ought to look to the rock from whence we were hewn. Amen. Those miners that tell you the loose gravel will shift, but the rock will always hold steady. Saint of God, when life shakes you, when trials tremble all around you, you got to anchor yourself to the rock. You got to anchor yourself to the rock. You got to remember from where you were hewn. The word hewn means to be cut with intentionality. The word hewn means to be shaped on purpose. Can I tell everybody in this room today that God did not save you accidentally? Can I tell everybody in this room today, God did not pull you from where you was at on accident? No, God knew exactly what he wanted to do with you. God saw the beauty in you while you were still under the muck and under the mire, while you still had the pressure marks on you. God saw exactly what he could make you to be. God did not save you, amen, accidentally. God did not call you by mistake. He didn't pick you up because he was bored and he didn't have nothing better to do. No, he saw you right where you were at. He saw me, Brother Logan, right where I was at. He saw you, Brother Tim, right where you were at. God looks and he sees a vein of value. And he says, I got to extract this beautiful thing out of this dark place. And I got to clean it off. And I got to shape it up. And I got to bring out its beauty. How many know without Christ in our life, that's never going to happen? How many know without him we are nothing, but through him we can do all things? Come on, without him we are nothing, but through him we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthen us. Clap our hands unto the Lord and give him praise if we need to look unto the rock which we were hewn from today. We got to remember where we were hewn from. He cut us with intentionality. He didn't call us by mistake. And just like the miner chooses the exact section of the mountain to cut out, the Lord reached into your life with precision. The Lord reached into your life with intention. And the Lord reached into your life with desire to make you something beautiful. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly where you were at. He was not lost. We are the ones that were lost. And he reaches into our lives, amen, with desire to be close to us. We are the only thing that God created with his own hands. Everything else in the world, God spoke into existence. But he loved us enough. He cared enough about us. He reached down, Brother Joe, and picked up the clay and the dirt of the earth. And he shaped us and he molded us and he put his hands on us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made by the hands of God Almighty today. It wasn't because God was bored and had nothing else to do. It was because he desired a relationship with you. It was because he desired to be close to you. It was because he desired to be intimate with you. He wanted to be in you and you in him. Amen. You're the beautiful vein that God saw in that dark place today. Just like the miner chooses the exact section of the mountain to cut, the Lord reaches into our life with desire. And he says, I want this one. I will shape this one. I can carve my image into this one. I will put my name on this one. This one's going to repent of their sins. This one's going to be baptized in my name. This one's going to become my bride. This one's going to become the apple of my eye. I know what they can become, and right now they can't see it because of all the dirt and all the muck and all the mire, but I know how beautiful the vein is today because I'm the rock that they were hewn from. I'm the one who created them from the dust of the ground. My God, you're not just a fragment today. You're not just a mistake today. You are not an afterthought today. Brother Joe told you in this morning session, you are not an afterthought today. You do not evolve from something today. You were created by God Himself to worship Him and to give Him praise. That's why you were created. You were made by God Himself in His likeness, created in His image. You're a piece of the rock Himself, shaped by His word, shaped by His spirit, shaped by His mercy, shaped by all of His dealings, all of His words. Come on, the almighty hand of God is all over your life today, regardless of where you're at. Some of you are on the mountain. Some of you are in the valley. Some of you are somewhere in between. I don't know about your walk with God. I don't know about your relationship with God, but your countenance will tell me eventually. But can I tell you this? Regardless of where you're at, regardless of what you're going through, He's still the miner and you're still the vein, and He knows exactly where you're at, and you just need to understand you are hewn from a rock, which is called Christ Jesus today. You are made in His likeness, created in His image. Amen. The miner takes that raw piece of stone and he begins grinding it. He begins cutting it. He begins polishing it. And what looks painful, church, it's actually preparation. What looks painful, what looks dirty, what looks difficult, it's actually the preparation of God. And what seems destructive is actually reconstructive. And what God is doing is He's taking something that's been under the muck and the mire for so long, and He's getting all of the fragments and all of the dirt and all of the junk off of it, and He's bringing out the beauty in it. He's bringing out the beauty in it. What we see as destructive to God is reconstruction today. Saint of God, the pressure you've been feeling, that's the shaping of God. Come on, the pressure you've been feeling in your life, the pressure to do the right things, the pressure to turn from your wicked ways, the pressure to let go of the things that are so easily besetting you. That is the promises of God awaiting you. That is the treatment. That is the reconstruction of God. That's the grinding, the shaping, the polishing of the miner that's in your life today. That's the shaping of God. The grinding that you've endured, that's the polishing of God. The storms that you have survived, that's the chiseling of God. He's the miner. We are the vein. Why does God do these things? Because God is forming something beautiful out of what He pulled out of the pit. This is why the prophetic voice of Isaiah spake unto a weary people. And he said, I want you to look unto the rock from which you were hewn. I want you to look unto the pit from which you were dug out of. What he's saying is, remember where God brought you from. Keep your eyes upon the Lord regardless of what comes your way. You're going to experience many disappointments. You're going to have many setbacks. You're going to have some failures in your life. But you got to remember where you came from. You got to remember when you repented of those sins. You got to remember when you were baptized in Jesus' name. You got to remember when He filled you with His Spirit to the point of overflowing. Come on. God is forming something beautiful out of what He pulled from the pit. Nobody's better at mining than God is. Nobody's a better miner than God is. He knows exactly where the vein is at. He knows exactly where you are. He knows how to get to you. He knows how to pull you out. He knows how to clean you up, and he knows how to make you the best that you can be. You can look forward to what God is trying to do in your life. It ain't always easy. Sometimes God's refining process, it'll cost you some friends. Sometimes God's refining process, it might change your career path. God's refining process, it might change your surroundings. It's going to have all kinds of effects on your life. But don't mistake, God knows how to make you the best that you can be. God knows how to make you the most beautiful that you can be. God knows how to make you the strongest that you can be today. But a diamond is only formed from pressure. Huh? You don't get the beautiful glow of a diamond without ever enduring some pressure. God's refining process, God's mining process, he knows exactly what he's doing. Why does God allow us to go through some of the things that we have to go through? Because he knows how to make us as beautiful as we can be. Nobody's better at mining than God is. He knows how to make you the best that you can be. You don't only get to look forward and be thankful for where God brought you from, but you get to look forward to where God's taking you to. Huh? Some of us look back over our lives, Brother Teddy, and we realize where God has brought us from, and we say that we'll never lose our thankfulness. We'll never forget where God brought us from, but I promise you, without looking forward to where God's taking you to, you will soon forget where God has brought you from. We as the people of God cannot just remember where God has brought us from. We got to look to where God is taking us to today. Forgetting those things which are behind us, we press toward the mark, the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. We got to look forward to what God is doing in us, what God is making out of us. Verse 3 in this chapter gives us a promise out of the mouth of the prophet. He said, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. Huh? The Lord shall comfort Zion. The Lord will make her wilderness like Eden. How many know God doesn't just remind us where we came from? He tells us where we're going. Come on, he goes before us and he makes our crooked places straight. He gives us promises that we can hold on to. God doesn't just remind us where we came from. He tells us where we're going. He transforms our wilderness into Eden. He turns our deserts into gardens. He trades sorrow for joy. He gives us ashes for beauty. He trades ashes for beauty. He gives us praise for our heaviness. That's what God gives us to look forward to today. Man, I look back over my life without Christ in it when I was running from the Lord, some of the most miserable days of my life. And you can talk to any Holy Ghost-filled child of God in this room and they'll tell you exactly the same thing. There is no greater life than a life that's found in Christ Jesus. Come on, hindsight is 20/20, and I'm looking in my rearview mirror and I'm seeing where I came from, and I'm not just thankful about where God brought me from, but I'm more excited about where God has taken me to. Lives are going to change because the gospel is preached in this church. People are going to be baptized. People are going to repent of their sins. Drugs are going to let go of people because God is using this church. He doesn't just remind us where we came from, but he gives us a glimpse of glory and where he's taken us to. We got to hold on to the promises of God. Verse 3 tells us that the Lord's going to comfort Zion. The Lord's going to make our wilderness like Eden. The Lord's going to transform, and the Lord's going to turn our deserts into gardens. How many know he trades our sorrow for joy? He trades our ashes for beauty. He trades our heaviness for praise. How many know he's a burden bearer? He's a problem solver. He's a miracle worker. And when he shows up, he always shows out. God doesn't show up without showing out. When God steps in the room, something's going to change. I'll never forget when Brother Jediah was just a baby Amen. His mama brought it to the church and she said, my child is in the NICU. Every all kinds of wires hooked up to him. We walked into that room and somebody said, it ain't looking good. And one preacher opened his mouth. He said, we're here to change that. Can I tell you right now, God doesn't just bring you from someplace. God's taking you someplace. God's got a plan for your life. Today, he's a preacher in this church. Today, he teaches your children in the children's way. I'm telling you, God's got a plan for your life. You're hewn from a rock today. Give him praise if you're hewn from the rock. Come on, you're just a chip off of his old block. Huh? God's got plans for your life. God's got glory awaiting you. God's got amazing things waiting in the days ahead for you. He wants to comfort Zion. He wants to make our wilderness like Eden. Amen. And he does all of these things. Why? Because he loves us. Why? Because we are the apple of his eye. He's a burden bearer, a problem solver. The miner doesn't just remove the stone just to leave it rough. Some of y'all ain't gonna like this, but God didn't save you to leave you the way you are. Oh, I'm sorry, but you walked into an apostolic church today. God didn't call you. God didn't pull you out of the muck and the mire so you could stay dirty. No, God called you to clean you up. God saved you to retransform your life and your mind. He called you to shed sin. He called you to turn from your wicked ways. He called you to righteousness and holiness. God wants you to be like him today because you're hewn from the rock. You're hewn from the rock. We got to look unto the rock from whence we were hewn. And unto the pit from which we were dug. Come on. God didn't just pull us out to leave us the way we are. No, the miner doesn't remove the stone and leave all of the dirt on it. Come on, you don't go to Shane Company to buy your wife a diamond ring that's covered in dirt and muck and mire. No, you don't. You go looking for something beautiful, something clean, something pure, something that's got sparkle to it, something that's got shine to it, something that attracts people to it. And that's exactly what God wants his church to be. Something that draws people to it. Huh? Boy, I didn't get a whole lot of people shouting about that. But that's exactly what God calls us to a life of separation, a life of letting our light so shine before men that it would glorify our Father who is in heaven. The miner doesn't remove the stone just to leave it rough. No, he has an end in mind. He has an end in mind. He has a vision of what the stone can look like. So he begins the refining process. He begins the grinding. He begins the polishing. The miner doesn't leave the stone the way that he found it. Can I tell this church today, your life is not stuck in the process. Oh, my help just walked up in this room. Come on, your story is not ending in the pit from which you came. Your journey is not defined by your beginnings. Come on, thus saith the Lord, your ending will be better than your beginning if you leave your life in the hands of God today. You're cut from a rock. You're dug from a pit. God brings you out. God cleans you up. And God makes you what he wants you to be. Your story's not ending in that pit. Your journey's not defined by your beginnings. Come on, your ending will be better than your beginning if you live your life in Christ. You are hewn from a rock. You are dug from a pit. So God, who shaped you, is still shaping you. God, who pulled you out, is still pulling you out. God, who cleaned you up, he's still cleaning you up until you leave this land, until you ascend into heaven, until you leave this earth, God will still be cleaning you up. God will still be convicting you. God will still be dealing with you. God will still be redeeming you. This morning we talked about our kinsman redeemer. Come on, just because you walked into the church just because you repented of your sins. You might have even got baptized in a watery grave of baptism. Come on, you might have even talked in tongues when the Holy Ghost come. Can I tell you, your refining process is not over. Can I tell you, you have not arrived yet. The Lord still has a work to do in your life. The Lord still needs to clean you up every day of your life. The Lord needs to convict you. The Lord needs to deal with you. And the Lord needs to help you turn from the sins that desire to pull you right back down in the pit from which God dug you out of. Every day of your life, He's still shaping you. He's still redeeming you. He's still cleaning you up. The God who called you, how many know the Greek word for church, ecclesia, means the called out ones. How the one who called you out is still calling you out of a world that doesn't act like us, doesn't talk like us. If you're busy fitting in, you ain't busy enough standing out. Come on, you shouldn't look like the world. You shouldn't act like the world. You shouldn't talk like the world. You ought to live a separated life unto Christ today. That's what God wants, something that is beautiful and attracts the world to it. I'll never forget. Not long ago, me and my wife went to a restaurant, and we walked into this restaurant. We had dinner. We left. And when we left, just a little bit later, my wife realized that she left her phone in the restaurant. And when we realized that she had left her phone in the restaurant, I got on the phone. I started calling up there where the restaurant was at. The manager got on the phone. I said, "Sir, I'm looking for an iPhone. It's got a picture of a beautiful woman on the front." He said, "Yeah, she's got some beautiful long hair." I said, "Yes, she does, and that's the bride of my life." And let me tell you something, man. He said, "Her hair is beautiful. Don't you think for a second the world don't see your hair is your glory. God wants you to be beautiful to the world that you're living in today. God wants you to be beautiful to the world that you're living in today. The one who has redeemed you will always be redeeming you until He calls you home. He's always going to be correcting you, leading you, changing you. Come on, I'm the pastor of this church, and I still want God to whip me when I'm wrong. I still want God to correct me when I go astray. I still want God to lead me so I don't mess up my life, because I'm capable of doing it on my own. And I need the Holy Ghost as my guide. The one who's redeemed you is still redeeming you. He will always be redeeming you until you make heaven your home. But you got to get your eyes off of irrelevant stuff. This is what the prophet Isaiah was saying with his voice, speaking to the weary people of God. He said, "Look over here. Hearken unto my voice. Thus saith the Lord, look unto the rock from whence you were hewn." Quit looking at irrelevant things. Quit looking at things that are distracting you and stealing all of your time and pulling you down. Look unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of your faith today. We got to keep our eyes up on Jesus today. Hallelujah. We got to get our eyes off of some irrelevant stuff. We got to keep looking to Jesus. We got to keep standing on Jesus. We got to keep trusting in Jesus. For the same rock that you were carved from is the same rock on which you now stand. The same rock from which you were carved from is the same rock on which you stand. Solid rock, chief cornerstone, the stone which the builders rejected. I'm talking about that rock which is Christ. Amen. I'm talking about that rock which is Christ. Don't ever forget, you're just a chip off of the old block. You come from a rock. You were hewn from a rock. Come on, you have a part of a bigger plan today. You come from something greater than you are today. There's an almighty God that created you from the dust of the earth. The God that called you is still calling you. The same rock from which you were carved is now the rock on which you stand. Somebody say, "Oh, He's the rock." He's the rock today. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. He's the rock today. You're just a chip off of the old block. We're a small part of God's great big plan. He wants to use us for His glory. He wants to give our lives purpose. Amen. He wants to make us something beautiful. He recognizes a vein that has value to it, and He begins to dig it out. He creates it. He shapes it. He refines it. He grinds it. He polishes it. He makes it into something beautiful. And right now in this room, the Spirit of the Lord is calling somebody back to the rock. Right now, as sure as I'm standing at this sacred desk, you've been looking in too many directions. You've had your eyes on things that don't even matter. Come on, and the Lord is saying, look over here. You've been distracted by circumstances. You've been shaken by battles. You've been confused by voices. You've been disappointed by people. And the Lord is saying, look over here. There's a rock from whence you were hewn. There's a rock from whence you were hewn. The Holy Ghost is telling us today to look to the rock. Look to the pit from which you were dug out of. Look to the rock from whence you were hewn out of today. If you're feeling rough around the edges, you need to come to the rock. Come on, somebody. If you're feeling like you're buried under the pressures of life, you need to come to the rock right now. If you feel like you're still down in the pit and you're covered with the muck and the mire and you can't see the light of day, you need to come to the rock today. You need to come to the rock today. If you need strength, if you need direction, if you need healing, if you need restoration, you need to come to the rock today. These altars are open. Come on, these altars are open. I want you to lift your eyes. I want you to lift your hands. I want you to lift your hearts. Lift your feet if you have to. I don't care what you got to do, but you need to lift something unto the Lord today. We need to give Him the praise that He deserves. We need to realize we're hewn from a rock. We come dug out of a pit. God saw the beauty of the vein, and He reached down where we were at, and He pulled us out, and He began a refining process in our lives. Come on, when you get baptized into the body of Christ, it's not the end, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of God's work in your life. It's the beginning of God speaking into your life. It's the beginning of God making your life beautiful. Come on, lift your hands unto the Lord all over this place. Lift your hallelujahs to the Lord all over this place. Let the God who carved you begin to comfort you. Let the rock restore you today. Let the rock refresh you today. Let the rock renew you today. Come on, you're hewn from a rock. Don't delay Him. Don't wait. Jesus, the rock of ages, is waiting on you today. You're a chip off of the old block. You're a representation of the rock. And as we sing this closing song, I wonder if you come, let Him discover you today. I wonder if you come, let Him refine you, reshape you, and restore you today as we sing this closing song. Worship with us.